All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I got a question for you. You ready for some degeneracy? Because it's the Grimlord's Hentai Corner, and this is going to be the, I guess you could say, censored version of Starless, which I actually can post on YouTube because it doesn't have any sexual scenes, and it gives you an idea of the story. So we just finished the main introduction scene, which is massive. The thing is hours long. Especially if you're doing it the way I've been doing it. It took several videos to do all of it. And now we're actually just going to basically be walking around the house and talking to some of the characters in the game. And of course, it'll end with the dinner scene. But it'll show you more of the game, and I hope to actually give you more footage as I get to other places in the game. Now, the text is so bad that I've actually had to go back and kind of reread it, or just, they basically would say one thing, and I'm like, well, that's not proper English, so I'll basically go back and read it the way it's supposed to be read. I've had to do that several times. I don't see why that would change now. So let's go ahead and get started. I gradually come to my senses. I think I was having a dream. And it was an awful one, too. I felt so horrible that I didn't even have the energy to turn in my sleep. I forced my heavy eyelids open, expecting to see the same familiar ceiling as always. Huh? What I see instead is enough to blow my drowsiness out the window. What the? I force my leaden body up to examine my surroundings. The room I'm in looks identical to the one I saw in my dream. That's when I realized it was real. My nightmare is only just beginning. Good morning, you sure took your time, didn't you? Surprise, I turn to see Sachi standing there. I watch as she throws a dustcloth inside a bucket. She must be in the midst of cleaning the room. You were groaning in your sleep and everything. You must have been having one really awful dream. Oh, how I wish all this was a dream. Where are the others? You showed no sign of waking up, so they all left a while ago. How long was I out? About 3 hours, I'd say. I was asleep for that long? Well, more like unconscious than asleep. Sure was. No surprise, really. Anyone would be out of it after cooming that much. It was a real hassle trying to clean the place up. Your coom seemed to find its way onto just about everything. Huh? It takes a second for words to sink in, but then I realize the situation and beam red in the face. On the bright side, the fact that I have all this to clean up shows that you succeeded in getting the job. She glances at the golden bracelet on my arm. Your little fellow there must be pretty impressive to be able to convince all three of them like that. Her eyes drift south toward my lower body. I look down to see my penis hanging there lifelessly. I also notice that for some reason my pubic hair was all shaved off. What? That's when it hit me that I'm laying on the sofa stark naked. I quickly try to cover myself. No need to hide the goods. No one's going to steal them from you, Sachi says, grinning at me. I guess if I was sleeping naked on the sofa all this time, she would have already gotten a good look. No use in hiding it now. Where are my clothes? Marisa has them. Say what now? Apparently they took all my clothes, not even leaving a single sock. Ugh, well that's awful. Not even a sock, folks. They did leave my bag behind, but needless to say, I didn't bring a change of clothes with me for a job interview, which makes sense. While I'm busy trying to conceal my privates, the door suddenly opens when Marisa comes waltzing in. I see you're finally up. Jesus Christ, how long did you plan on sleeping? Where are my clothes? What? Your clothes? Oh yeah, I threw those dirty things away. You threw them away? I can hardly believe my ears. Those are the only pair of clothes I have to wear. What the heck? Hurry up and go get them! I could do that, but they're probably already ash in the incinerator by now. What? They were all dirty and smelly, so I burned them for you. You can thank me later. Thank you! Thank you! Oh, I'll thank you all right, you little... Sure, they may not look like much, but I picked out the best pair I had for this job interview. Here, I brought you this instead. She throws two vinyl bags over to me. What's this? It's the official uniform our servants wear. I made sure to choose a size that would fit you. And one of the bags is a brand new shirt and pair of pants, neatly folded. And the other is underwear, socks, and a tie. These look like shorts! Well, of course! It's the summer uniform. Whatever the case, I can't afford to be picky in this situation. I decided to put on the new clothes provided for me. They watch on as I put on my underwear, pull my new shirt on over my head, and pull up my shorts. Marisa has a good eye. The clothes she picked out for me do indeed fit me perfectly. I'm a little embarrassed to be wearing shorts at my age, but once I actually got them on, I find them to be quite comfy and easy to wear. Lastly, I button up my shirt. It's a sleeveless shirt with a neck collar. It's effective at keeping you cool, I have to admit. Though, to be honest, it makes me look kind of gay. Oof. With those thoughts in mind, I clumsily tie the necktie and finish changing into my uniform. Wow, you look really awkward in those. That's assuring, right? Oh well, whatever. Sachi, show him to his room. Very well, Lady Marisa. Marisa, you know. My room? Yes, the room you'll be staying in from now on. Staying in? From now on? Well, duh. We hired you as our servant, remember? I did hear that it was a live on-site job, but I didn't expect it to start today. I didn't bring any luggage with me. You don't need anything. We'll provide everything for you here, so be grateful. Got a problem with that? No. I can't really complain. It's all very sudden, but it's not like I have any other plans. There shouldn't be any problems with me staying here. We put everything you'll need in your room, so feel free to use it. If there's still something else you need, you can ask Sachi. Alright, Sawatari, I'll show you to your room. Follow me. Okay. My head is unable to keep up with what's going on, and I just follow behind her wordlessly. We leave the room and proceed down the long hallway outside. So now you're an official servant of the family, huh? Welcome to the mansion from hell, I guess I should say. Did you know all along? About what? About how weird the interview is. Remember, she passed out. Of course, I don't know what exactly happened to you in there, but I can take a pretty good guess. So why didn't you say anything? I'm pretty miffed about how nonchalant Sachi is about the whole thing. If she had stopped me beforehand, none of this would have happened. But I did. I gave you advice, didn't I? Besides, I don't want to scare away any new potential employees. Especially now when we're really short on hands. I can't let any valuable manpower get away from us. Try not to hold it against me. Besides, it's a pretty nice place once you get used to it. The pay is fantastic, the meals are delicious, and the house itself is luxurious. As long as you're willing to overlook a few issues, it's a great place to work.
ここに来たんでしょ?
You did come here for the money, didn't you? Well, yeah.
じゃあ、しっかり働いて、たんまり稼ぐことね。
Then just be quiet, work, and get your paycheck.
短期間でこれだけの大金を稼げるバイトなんて、そうそうないわよ。その分仕事はきついけど、メーリング界の鍵料と比べたら、よっぽど快適だわ。
You'll have a hard time finding a job that pays this well in such a short period of time. Sure, the work may be tough, but compared to crab fishing in the Bering Sea, it's a piece of cake. I have no idea where that analogy came from, but she's right about one thing. I doubt you'd find a job that paid this well anywhere else.
ここでのルールは至って単純よ。すでに言ったと思うけど、家族の命令には逆らわないこと。たったそれだけのことを守るだけよ。簡単でしょ?
The rules here are simple. Like I said before, just make sure you follow everything they say. As long as you do that, you're gravy, which means you're fine. You know, for the younger folks there. Easy, right?
それともう一つ。奥様の許しを得ずに、この屋敷を出て家に帰ろうなんて思わないように。まあ、思うだけならいいけど、間違っても逃げ出したりしないでよね。
Oh right, there's one more. Don't get any ideas about trying to leave here without the mistress's permission. Well, okay, you can get all the ideas you want. Just make sure you don't actually follow through on them. I don't quit on things once I start them. That much I can say for sure. If I give up now, then everything I went through to get this job would have all been for nothing. You have to finish what you start.
いい心がけね。その意気込みで頑張ってちょうだい。
That's a good attitude to have. I hope you can be that positive about your work, too.
私が入ってからも何人か来たけど、採用されてもすぐに耐えられなくなって、逃げ出そうとするのよね。
I've seen a few people come here for the job since I started working here. Just about all of them couldn't take the workload and tried to run away. Oh, wonder what happened to them.
でも、君は少しは見込みがありそうだから、期待しているわ。
You look like you might have some potential, though. I'm expecting a lot from you. Oh, right. I forgot to explain your present. Present? Come to think of it, there's a gold bracelet on my arm, and I don't remember where it came from. It's proof that you're a servant. All right. It's proof that you're a servant of the family. Everyone working here has one. You can use it to tell the time, and it even comes with a built-in communication device, too. Just push the button and speak into it. Now that I think about it, the family is wearing these bracelets, too. I look at my own bracelet and see the little button she mentioned. Next to the button is a portion that's a bit hollowed in, with tiny digits that indicate the current time. It's nice that it can function as a watch and everything, but how in the world do you take this thing off? But enough showing off gadgets. How about I give you a quick tour of the residence before I take you to your room? Sachi comes to a halt and looks around the hallway. I guess we'll start with the first floor here. This hallway where we are currently standing connects each individual room to the entrance hall.
1階にはさっきの応接室はもちろんのこと、食堂、厨房、遊戯室、喫煙室、あと奥には大浴場とパーティーなどの時に使うサロン、あと奥の階段を降りた地下にはワインセラーや倉庫、ボイラー室などがあるわ。それとトイレは奥から2番目の扉よ。
You've seen the reception room. This hallway leads to the dining room, the kitchen, recreation room, grand hall, and bath. The stairs lead to the basement. The toilet is the second to the last door. Sachi points at the doors and explains as we walk down the hall. All the doors look the same. I don't think I'll be able to remember any of them after a single explanation. Those are pretty much the main facilities. Generally speaking, as long as it's not locked, you can use it as you please. Also, the servants have to wait for the rest of the family to finish with the bath before we can use it. get there too late and there might not be any hot water left, so keep that in mind.
とりあえずはそんなところかしら。せっかくだから手近な部屋を見せておいてあげる。
I guess that sums it up. I guess I may as well show you the closest room while we're at it. Sachi walks over to a nearby door.
ここは遊戯室。私たち使用人も自由に使っていいことになってるから、暇な時にでも来てみるといいわ。
This is the recreation room. The servants are allowed to use it, so feel free to stop by whenever you're bored. Yeah, he's not gonna have any time to be bored. Recreation room is printed on the plate.I can hear a familiar clanking sound coming from the other side of the door. Sounds like Lady Marika is using it right now. With that remark, she turns the doorknob and opens the door. Pardon the intrusion. The first thing that catches my attention upon entering the room is the large pool table in the center. As the name indicates, the room is furnished with various items catered to entertainment. In addition to the pool table, there's a dartboard, a chessboard, a pinball machine, a jukebox, and more. Oh, hey you two, come on in. Hold on a second. Marika is in the middle of playing pool. I would guess 9-ball in particular, as she's just in the process of trying to drop the last remaining ball, the 9-ball, into the pocket. Her form is so elegant that even an amateur can tell she's an experienced player.Her shot is magnificent, and it sends the ball right to the pocket. Marika sets her cue down, takes a deep breath, and then turns to face us with no sign of the tension that she had on her face just seconds ago. Sorry about that. Were we interrupting, Lady Marika? Nah, it's good timing, actually. I was just thinking of taking a break. Marika responded with a smile.Finally managed to wake up? Saotari? How are you doing? Is your body okay? Any abnormalities? No, I'm fine. Somehow. I'm really sorry about earlier. I didn't want to resort to such crude methods, but I had no choice. It was in order to test you. Maybe it's just me, but for someone who didn't want to do it, she really seemed to enjoy herself.Doesn't look like there were any permanent after effects, though. That's a relief, Marika says with her eyes fixated on my crotch. So what brings you two here? Come to challenge me at a game? No, I'm just showing Saotari around the residence. We'll be out of your hair very soon.Oh, that's too bad. Since you're here anyway, how about a game of pool? I'm a little off my game today, so it's a good chance to get back at me for beating you yesterday. No, thank you. The mistress would really let me have it if she catches me slacking off here.Besides, if I fall for your scams every single time, I'll go broke. You're not so bad yourself, though. I could even give you a handicap if you want. How about it? Despite Sachi's refusal, Marika's eyes sparkle as she keeps trying to convince her. She seems pretty hell-bent on getting Sachi to play with her. Of course, I've...liked pool myself. I actually was in a roommate situation where we had a big pool table. And one of the things I did to cool off, you know, de-stress, was play pool. Just single solo pool. You get the balls all set up in the center and you just play pool. And it's fun. It's very relaxing. It's good for your nerves and your stress. Pool tables are extremely expensive, but they are worth it if you have the room for them.And you can have a pretty good time with a pool table. So pool is quite fun. I enjoy pool. I can play pool for hours. Judging from their conversation, Sachi is roped into playing with her quite often, with unfavorable results. I would love to, but right now I need to show Saotari around. Maybe next time. Sachi makes it clear that she won't fall for Marika's trickery. That's too bad. I was kind of bored, so I was excited to see someone else come in. Oh, that's right. What about you, Sawatari? You've at least played before, haven't you? Once she realizes she can't hook Sachi, she shifts her attention to me. Well, yeah, a little bit. I played billiards with my friends back in high school, though only casually. I want to say I'm at least good enough not to embarrass myself. Of course, if I would put up against someone who's actually good, I doubt I'd put up much of a fight. I don't know for sure how good she is, but judging from her last shot, the least I can say is that I'm not better than her. Hey, alright, does that mean you'll play me? Well... I steal a glance over at Sachi. Sachi responds by shaking her head, grabbing my arm, and pulling me towards the door. I'm truly sorry, Lady Marika, but I still have more places to show him. Please excuse us. Without even waiting for a response, she opens the door and exits into the hallway, dragging me with her. She says, God damn it. Ooh, that was a close one. If we had let ourselves get suckered in back there, she would have taken everything but the clothes on our backs. Sachi sighs in relief after successfully escaping into the hallway. Is she really that good at pool? Good doesn't even begin to describe it. I was duped by her back when I was new here and didn't know any better. I got burned pretty bad. I was actually pretty confident in my own skills. I managed to pull off a three break and runs in a row once back when I still played a lot. Breaking a run is where after breaking you manage to knock all the balls in without even letting your opponent get a turn. A perfect game, I guess you could say. It can be pretty tricky to do just once, so managing three in a row would require a fair degree of skill. I personally managed to do it once before, but it was a lot of it was just luck. I bet a ton of money, confident I would win, and then I lost, big time. She was just a lot better than me. I didn't want to accept my loss, so I kept challenging her over and over. She would hold back each time, teasing me before going in for the kill. Before I knew it, most of the money I earned was gone. I never intended to stay here for long, but thanks to her, I've been working here for months now. If you knew you were going to lose, then why bother playing to begin with? It's not that easy. Do you have any idea how many times I lost? I can't back down now. If I pull out now, I'll just be a loser. I won't be satisfied until I get all the money back I lost against her. And how does she plan on getting it back if she has no shot at winning? She's only going to make things worse. Let's just hope she never goes to a casino. How about trying to best her at something other than pool? I tried that too. Poker, chess, darts. It was all a no-go. She's practically perfect at everything. She's practically perfect at everything she does. They say that every once in a while a genius is born into the Mamiya family. If that's true, I have to say that she's definitely one of them. And knowing that, she continues to go up against her. She either really hates to lose, or she's just one hell of a masochist. So yeah, try not to take her up on her offer if you know what's good for you. I'm curious at just how skilled she is, but I'm not stupid enough to find out after hearing all that. Let's move on. Might as well show you the dining room first before heading to the hall, she says, opening up a nearby door. This is the dining room. As I step inside, the first thing I notice is a long, fancy table in the middle of the room with a number of chairs around it. I guess that's all wine and spirits in the back. It's like a poster of a... I don't know what that is. Either that's a guy waving or a horse or something. And that seems to be a portrait all the way in the back. It's really hard to see. There's a chandelier hanging from the ceiling, and along the wall are shelves stacked with sparkling, clean dinnerware. I hear they used a bigger dining room before, and that this one was just for the servants. Apparently after the husband passed away and they reduced the number of servants, they figured it'd be a waste to use two. So now they used a backup dining room for everything. For a backup dining room, it's pretty spacious. So now during meals, we servants generally eat here together with the family. Not that we always eat the same thing. Not that we always eat the same thing, mind you, but the food is still very delicious. That's probably the only good thing I can say about working here. So in other words, everything else about working here sucks. Now, I don't know if 3 stars is the highest in Japan, or they're trying to, basically say she's equivalent to a 5-star chef, but, I think that's what they're trying to say. Of course, the chefs are graded on, I think, 5-star now. But 3-star may have been what it was, or in Japan or something like that. But they're trying to say she's as good as a 5-star chef. Mikiko handles everything that goes on in the kitchen. She's a good enough cook to give any 3-star chef a run for his money. That would make her invaluable to this residence. Without her, there wouldn't be anybody to make the food. You can't cook? Lol. Me? Ha ha ha, that's a good one. The only meals I can cook are the ones I can put in the microwave. Anyway, dinner's the only meal that has a consistent schedule. Everything else is just kind of up in the air. Servants can generally eat whenever they feel like, as long as they don't have any other jobs they need to be working on. The family here aren't exactly morning people. Marika in particular doesn't get up until about noon, and Mari says part of her policy pretty much never eats breakfast. Also, most of them tend to eat lunch in their own rooms. The only time we'll be eating together here is for dinner. I would also recommend that you eat as much as you can, even if you don't have much of an appetite. The work here takes a lot of energy, so if you don't eat, you might collapse. Okay? Generally speaking, the maids handle this stuff, so you don't have to worry about setting the table or anything. I guess we may call on you if we're really hurting for help. Alright.
これくらいで十分ね。じゃあ次に行きましょう。
I think that about does it for the dining room. Let's move on.
他の部屋はおいおい説明するとして、じゃあそろそろホールへ出ましょう。
I'll explain more about the other rooms over time. Let's head to the front hall for now. Welcome to... hold on. We come to the end of the long hallway that leads out into the entrance hall. The spacious hall is devoid of any people, and the ticking of the clock provides the only background noise. Of course, there's a little picture there. There's a little... a bunch of different little pictures. Portraits, I guess, would be the better term there. Grandfather clock.Just kind of looking at things. There we are.
ここは特に説明の必要はないわね。見た通り、屋敷の玄関よ。
I don't think this needs an explanation. As you can see, it's the entrance to the residence.
外への出入りは自由だけど、マリサ様の愛犬が話されていることが多いから、十分気をつけた方がいいわね。
You're free to go outside if you want, but Lady Marisa's dog is usually off his leash, so you have to be careful.
特に沢渡君は、まだ来たばかりで慣れてないから、下手に見つかると噛みつかれるわよ。まあ、あの犬は人間の男を毛嫌いしてるから、懐くことはないかもしれないけど。
You especially need to be careful since you're new here. He's not used to you, so he'll probably try to bite you if he sees you. Granted, the dog seems to hate men in general, so I doubt he'll ever warm up to you, period. What a pain in the ass dog. I'll never be able to go outside with him out there, though I have to admit he serves his purpose as a guard dog pretty well. I guess I can try to win him over with food or something. Yeah, he may respond to food. Wait, well, hold on a minute now. Now, you're a man. I don't generally like men, but I do like food. So maybe I'll let you off this once. Just this one time I'll let you off if you bring me some food. What the dog is saying over there. Our rooms are on the second floor. Follow me. Sachi ascends the colossal staircase, and I follow after her. After reaching the top of the stairs and opening the door at the end, we are greeted by a long hallway lined with doors that look almost identical to the ones on the first floor.
2階は、客間と家族の個室、そして私たち使用人の部屋などが集まってるわ。
The second floor houses the personal rooms. Here we have the guest rooms, the family's rooms, and the servants' rooms. As we walk down the hallway, I notice a young boy standing in front of one of the doors. He looks quite feminine. If it weren't for the fact that he's wearing the same uniform as me, I might have mistaken him for a girl. His uniform also seems to suit him a lot better than it does me, probably because it goes well with his dainty features. At any rate, since he's wearing the same uniform as me, I assume that he's also a servant.He stands in front of the door, barely managing to hold up a tray with a tea set. He's so focused on the tray that he doesn't even seem to notice us. That's Makoto. He's Mikako's son and also a servant. So that's... not Mikako, but Mikako. So that's Mikako's son? I heard that he's around the same age as me, but judging from appearances, I would have guessed that he's in middle school.He looks to be as kind as his mother was. I don't think we'll have any problems getting along. That's Master Kyoichi's room. Looks like Makoto is being bossed around like usual. I guess I should point out that the room across from Kyoichi's room is the mistress's. The rooms on each side next to it belong to Lady Marisa and Lady Marika. Sachi and I come to a stop and watch as he takes a deep breath and nervously knocks on the door.
Kyoichi-sama, お茶をお持ちいたしました。
Master Kyoichi, I brought the tea you've asked for. The door swings open violently.About goddamn time! What took you so long, you worthless piece of shit? I'm terribly sorry. Well, it's like, whatever, hurry up and give it here! I see an arm reach out from the room and snatch the tray. I hear him smelling the tea, followed by more yelling. Hey, what the hell is this? It's tea. I know that, dumbass! I mean, what leaf did you use? I used Darjeeling, the same as usual. And who asked for Darjeeling? But you're always drinking Darjeeling, so... I'm in a sailing mood today. Is that what I fucking told you? I don't recall you saying that. Excuse me, are you talking back to me? No, sir, I'm sorry. Go try again. Yes, sir. Right away, sir. He throws the tray back in his face before slamming the door shut. He stands in front of the door with a crestfallen look on his face. I see you're having it as rough as usual. Ah, Sachi. Having finally noticed us, he hurriedly puts on a smile. Were you watching that? How embarrassing. He looks over at me with curiosity. And who might this be? I'll introduce you. This is Yukito Sawatari, and he's now a formal servant of this residence starting today. I'm sure you heard about a new guy coming for the interview. I heard, but I didn't think he'd actually get hired. I stepped forward and introduced myself. Yukito Sawatari, nice to meet you. Then nice to meet you too. I'm Mokuto Nonohara. He looks like the happiest man on earth as he shakes my hand eagerly. It's nice to see someone welcome me so openly. I can get to like this guy. It's so wonderful that we got a new guy to work here. You're a lifesaver. Makoto's been the only guy for a while now, so it's been really hard on him. Now with you to share the load, things should get a bit easier. Oh, it will. Sawatari, I know it's gonna be rough, but let's hang in there. Yeah, okay. He states with excitement and I nod in return. He must have had it really tough by himself, judging by how delighted he is. Well, I mean, if being the only guy means he has to satisfy the desires of the entire family all by himself, I can certainly understand where he's coming from. Though I have to wonder, he seems a little too innocent to be able to answer the kind of demands that this family makes. Well, I have to hurry up and make some more tea, so if you'll excuse me. He bows to us before leaving and hurries off down the stairs. So before I got here, he was satisfying the entire family all by himself? That's right. He may not look like much, but he's pretty tough down there. But no matter how tough you are, you can't handle that entire family by yourself. They've used a lot of drugs on him, and he was pretty close to the breaking point. You must be like an angel to him, coming when you did. Her story makes me remember what just happened to me earlier, and I shiver. Anyone would break if they had to go through that kind of stuff every single day. Though Mikiko has more passion for sex than she looks, and Makoto is her son. Maybe he inherited some of that. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the only reason he's been able to keep going for this long. If he does have a big sexual appetite, well, that's something we might have in common. Oh, that's right. There's another room I need to show you first. Sachi says, heading towards a door just up ahead. You're gonna be using this room a lot, so you might want to remember where it is. She opens the door and we step inside. The room is unlike all the others we visited so far. It's lacking in furnishing and seems lifeless. It's a very spacious room, and the floor seems to be polished with wax. You can even see the large ceiling fan reflecting off the floor. This is called the lesson room. It's used to train new servants. It's earned its nickname, the Room of Trials, amongst the servants. The Room of Trials, huh? Not a very pleasant sounding name, that's for sure. New recruits come to this room every day for a short period to receive lessons. I'm sure your turn will come soon. What kind of lessons? Lessons that'll help teach and develop the skills necessary to work here. My crotch already hurt just thinking about it. I wonder what the lessons entail exactly. And well, that's about it. No need to worry, though. If you already passed the interview, then you should be fine. For better or worse, you seem to have a talent for this. I think you'll make a good servant. She reassures me and pats me on my trembling shoulders. Oh, I do have to correct something. I got Mikiko and Sachi mixed up. Sachi was not around during the situation. Mikiko passed out, so that's not the one who passed out. It was Mikiko that passed out. We haven't even seen her in a while, so I don't know what's going on with her. I guess we'll see her at dinner. But Sachi, no, she was not around when the interview was going on. So that's the difference there. She doesn't seem too concerned about it. I wonder if she received these lessons too. Lastly, we have your room. Follow me. As Sachi and I step out into the hallway, I see a boy step out of Kyoichi's room and into the hallway at the same time as us. He looks me up and down and glares at me suspiciously. I assume this is Mistress Mari's son, Kyoichi. He's a far cry from Makoto. You can tell he has a bad attitude just from looking at him. Though as far as actual appearance goes, he's definitely Mari's son. He has some very delicate features and can easily pass as a model. It's clear he's younger than me, but I have a feeling that, like Mari-san, he isn't going to give a crap about that sort of thing. No doubt he's going to be just as much of a handful as his sister. Who the hell are you? Hey, Sachi, who is this man and why is he in our house? As I suspected, he shows no respect to his elders. Having to deal with this attitude from another man brings me nothing but rage. At least Mari-san has the fact that she's a cute girl going for her. His name is Yukito Sawatari, and he's the new servant starting today. Yukito Sawatari, pleased to meet you. I greet him courteously with a bow. Yeah, bow and arrow, that might work, right? And he responds pretty much as expected by doing nothing. He's an asshole. Huh, so that's why he's wearing the uniform. But why is it a guy? I heard the new servant was a woman. Yes, the one you heard about is supposed to be here for the interview tomorrow. Mr. Sawatari was the second servant brought in because of the dire need for help. Mother's up to her old whims again, I see. How many more men does she have to torture before she's satisfied, I swear? Oh well, it was Mother's decision then, I guess I have to deal with it. Have fun struggling to keep your sanity while dealing with my mother and her sisters. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Well, my mother and sisters, rather. Not her sisters. Yeah, her daughters. He says with a crooked smile. Just then, we hear a rattling noise as Makoto comes down the hallway carrying the same tray and tea set as earlier. Sorry to keep you waiting, Master Kyoichi. Oh, it's you again. I brought the Ceylon tea that you requested. I changed my mind. I don't feel like tea anymore. Go put that stuff back. What? But that'd be like a waste after I went to all the trouble to make it. Did you not hear me? I said I don't want any. In fact, I'm in the mood for a workout. I want to go outside and play catch. You come with me. Very well. Makoto accompanies Kiyoshi without a single complaint as he's dragged half by force down the stairs. I really sympathize with the guy. That's Master Kiyoshi. You can probably already tell that he's a bad apple. He's selfish, has a dirty mouth, and he seems to think of the servants as little more than slaves. Sachi waits until he's out of sight before giving that little tidbit. He grew up pretty warped from being... whoops. He grew up pretty warped from being spoiled all the time. But he's still just a child on the inside. I'm sure he'll manage to piss you off more than a few times, but you're an employee here, so try to keep yourself in check. Oh, of course, I'm an adult. I wouldn't let something like that get to me. In all honesty, though, the idea of being ordered around by a little punk like that makes me sick. If I wasn't a servant here, I would have punched him in the face on the spot. As it is, I'm being paid good money to work here, so I don't want to get on their bad side. Granted, Kyochi's pretty invested in the Nanahara family, so I don't think he'll be bothering you too much. The Nanahara family? Why those two? Well, he's got a bit of an Oedipus complex. Well, maybe that's not the right way to put it. Point is, he's really into older women. Much older. He's got it real bad too. Pretty much dotes completely on Mikako, but apparently he's a jealous type and doesn't take too kindly to her son, so he uses every chance he gets to torment the poor guy. Already into women that old at his age? That's something. Why is everyone in this family a pervert? I mean, I heard they were all weird, but this is not what I was expecting at all. Well, that's enough chit-chat. Our rooms are over here. I follow after Sachi down the hallway. The rooms around here are guest rooms. They usually don't see any use. I swear, this house is just filled with unused rooms. I wish they would think about how the people who have to clean this stuff feels. We continue on and pass a number of rooms. At what seems about halfway down the hallway, Sachi comes to a stop. This is your room. There aren't many servants at the moment, so we all get our own private rooms. For reference, the room to the left of yours is my room. The one on the right is vacant. Sachi takes out a key and unlocks the door. Come on in. As soon as I enter, I'm taken aback by the size and atmosphere of the room. I envisioned something more coarse and simple since it's a room given to servants, so I'm surprised to find that the room is way more gorgeous and spacious than the apartment I used to live in. The room is filled with a bed, dresser, a desk, and other such furnishings, and they all look like antiques. It's safe to say that they're much more expensive than the furniture in my old room. The floor and the wooden furniture are all polished to perfection, and not a speck of dust is in sight. The cleaning job was obviously very thorough. We knew you were coming, so we cleaned up yesterday, even made sure to change the sheets as well. Thank you. You'll find clothes and underwear in the dresser. Go ahead and use whatever fits you. I think you'll find pretty much everything you'll need in the drawers. If there's still something you need, just give me a holler. Thanks for everything. Nah, it was nothing. Don't mention it. I mean, Mikako is the one who actually took care of everything. It literally was nothing. Your work doesn't start until tomorrow, so you can rest up before dinner time if you want. What time should I wake up?
私たち使用人の起床時間は朝の6時よ。だから寝坊しないでね。不安なら目覚ましをかけておくといいわ。
Servants are to be up at 6 in the morning. Make sure you don't oversleep. You can always set the alarm clock if you're worried about it. I'm used to waking up at 9 or 10 lately, so getting up at 6 would be pretty rough. Give it a few days and I'll get used to it, though.
他に何か言っておくことはあったかしら?
Is there anything I'm forgetting?
ああ、そうそう。あと言い忘れてたけど、トイレは1階にあるのを使ってね。2階のは先日奥様が詰まらせてしまって、しばらく使えないから。
Oh, that's right. Make sure you use the toilet on the first floor. The mistress stopped up the one on the second floor, so it'll be out of use for a while. Oh, man, the mistress and her 20 damn pound turds, I guess. No problem. Here's your key. I take the room key that she hands to me. Make sure to come downstairs before dinner time. Dinner starts at 7, by the way. Don't forget. Alright. See you later. Sachi winks at me one last time before leaving the room. Phew! I toss my pack on the bed and then fall down onto the bed. Fall down onto the bed with it. I'm exhausted. I had one hell of a day. Granted, the day technically isn't over yet, but I think I've been through enough already. For better or for worse, this is going to be a day I'll never forget for the rest of my life. I try to push aside my exhaustion for a bit to survey the room. So this is going to be my room for a while. 2 weeks doesn't sound like much, but in a place like this, you never know. Can I really make it through? I haven't even started working and I'm already apprehensive. $4 million for 2 weeks. It sounds great on paper, but if every single day is like what happened during the interview, I'm not sure if I can hold out for that long. I mean, that was like experiencing an entire life's worth of masturbation in just a single day. To make matters worse, even after all that, I'm still a virgin. If you look at it this way, today might have just been the tip of the iceberg compared to what might come next. There is, of course, the obvious bright side to all of it, though. That is, if I can just somehow hold out for 2 weeks, I'll be able to get my hands on a lot of money. At any rate, I know these next couple weeks will be an experience I won't soon forget. I just hope it doesn't result in something permanently traumatizing. Besides, if I don't think I can make it, I figure I can always just apologize to the mistress and ask to resign. In the meantime, I'll just wait and see how things play out. I probably shouldn't think too deeply about this now. No point worrying yourself sick over something before you even do it. I should stop this pointless negative thinking. Oh yeah, I should probably call my family and tell them what's up. I take my cell phone out of the bag in order to contact my family and tell them about my new job. I flip it open and go to press the address button, but stop when I see the words on the screen. Out of range. I stick it out the window in case the room is responsible for the lack of signal, but no luck. I guess this is too far in the mountains for the signal to reach. Should have been obvious in hindsight, there's practically nothing else out here. I live alone anyway, so I doubt anyone would worry if I leave home for a little while. Hell, that is if they even notice I'm gone. I can always ask to borrow the house phone if it ever really becomes an issue. Come to think of it, I didn't see a single telephone pole on the way out here, so how on earth did my phone call reach here? Whatever the case, I know they have a working phone, so no need to think too deeply about it. It might be something we need to think deeply about. I close my now useless cell phone and put it back in my bag. Looking for something to do, I take out the car magazine that I bought yesterday. There's still plenty of time until dinner. I decide to lie back on the comfortable bed and flip through the magazine looking at the cars. I wonder what car I should buy once I get paid. I think back to the reason I got a job in the first place to try to take my mind off of my fears. Having a goal in mind should help make it easier to get through the hard work. Once I'm finished with this job, I'll have the money to buy pretty much any car I want. I was expecting to have to work for 1 or 2 years to get to that point. Never would I have imagined that I could just have the money, or I could have the money in just 2 weeks. Pretty amazing, right? And with $4 million, I'll have a lot more choices than I never even thought of before. The $4 million is already a sure thing in my head as I look through all the cars in the magazine, wondering which one to get. After a few minutes of browsing cars, my fatigue gets the better of me and I'm overcome with drowsiness. I unconsciously use the magazine as a pillow and drift off to sleep. What is that incessant noise? I look around to find the source of the electronic beeping that woke me up. and it doesn't take long to find it. I soon realize that it's coming from the golden bracelet on my left arm. How do I stop this thing? It's great that I found out what's making the noise, but that doesn't help me stop it. As I'm examining the bracelet, the noise suddenly comes to a stop. What's that all about? I decide to check the time on the bracelet while I'm at it. I notice that it's 7. Looks like I was asleep for a while. I look over to the window and see that the sun has already set. I sit up, stretch, and climb out of bed. Just then, the door flew open, making me jump in surprise. Marisa flies into the room with the look of a demon. Excuse me, why did you not answer when I called? Say what now? Marisa raises her voice and demands an answer, but I have no idea what she's talking about. Don't play dumb with me, your bracelet beeped, didn't it? Didn't you hear it? Are you deaf? Oh, so that's what that beeping was. Yes, why the hell didn't you answer it if you could hear it? Well, no one ever told me how to use the thing. So what? You can't do anything unless someone tells you how? What, are you a monkey? Do you have shit for brains? If you hear the call alarm, just push the button 3 times and it'll function as a telephone. Come on, anyone could have figured that out. 3 times? How the hell am I supposed to know that? Like, I gotta go with Salutari here. I didn't fucking know that shit. You're a servant? You don't come when your master calls you? Who do you think you are? Are you trying to get fired on your first day? I'm sorry, I was asleep. Excuse me? You were asleep? My god, if you're already screwing up this bad, I hate to see what you're gonna be like when you start working. I'll let it go this time. Just hurry up and get your butt to the dining room. Dining room? For dinner, stupid. Are you still half asleep? Oh. That's right, Sachi did say something about coming downstairs at 7. Today's dinner plans feature a special welcoming party for you. We can't start if you're not there. I never would have thought I'd get a welcoming party for a 2-week job. Granted, Marius's attitude doesn't exactly make me feel very welcome. Get moving! Marisa gives one last warning before leaving the room. I wonder what kind of dinner it'll be. I'm pretty hungry from all the energy I used up this morning. Sachi also commented on how delicious the food here is. That makes my mouth water even more. I shouldn't take too long or I'll get yelled at by Marisa again. I straighten up my clothes and leave the room. I head down the hallway at a quick pace and descend the stairs. The second I get to the first floor, a delicious smell teases my nostrils. I follow my nose and open the door to the first floor hallway. I read the plates on each door as I walk down the hall. Once I get to a plate that says dining room on it, I stop and open the door. Once I enter the room, I find that all the other residents are already present. There's no CG for that, unfortunately. But you do see that it's set up and there's food and wine and candles and everything, so yeah. Oh, looks like the man of the evening is here. That makes everyone. You're late? What took you so long? Hurry up and get in your seat. I'm sick of waiting. Sorry. I bow repeatedly in apology and sit down in the seat they direct me to. Other than me, the other 4 members of the family are at the table as well. The servants are moving about the room, busy with various tasks. I feel kind of bad, what with me getting special treatment and everyone else working. Though one look at the food on the table is enough to make me completely forget about my guilt. The table is lined with multiple dishes of exquisite Italian food, still steaming hot. It's so extravagant that it looks like an expensive high-class restaurant. Just the smell of the food is enough to make my mouth water. If Mikiko did indeed make all this by herself, then Sachi is right. She really is a 5-star chef. Now that Salutari is here, let's start.
So, Mikiko-san,
Good idea. Give us a rundown on today's menu, Mikiko. Yes, madam. For today's menu, we have mussels marinara. Never had mussels. Butter roasted salmon. I have had salmon. And veal carpaccio. All accompanied with a fine minestrone soup. Man, pheasant under glass and... I wonder if the pescatore has to do with fish. For rice dishes, we have parmesan reggiano and paella. For spaghetti dishes, we have pasta alla pescatore and pasta alla vongole. You can choose whichever you prefer. As Mikiko explains the various dishes, Sachi dishes out food to everyone's plates. They eat like Elon Musk! I'm not at all familiar with the name of the food, but I can tell from the smell that it must taste wonderful. That's all I really care about. We have both beef and duck. What would you prefer, madam? I'll take the duck. Very well. And Mr. Salutari? I guess I'll take the duck too. He says I'll take duck too. He doesn't say the duck. I'll have the duck if you will. I don't really have an idea of what to pick, so I just picked the same thing as the mistress. Very well. A delicious looking serving of roast duck is placed on our plates as per our request. Good lord, you're eating well tonight, sir. After looking at it for a few seconds, the mistress snaps her fingers. Makoto, who was standing idly in the corner of the room, immediately races up to her side. Yes, madam. What wine would you like to go with your meal? They've bleaked the wine names. That's interesting. Let's see, how about some vintage Barolo? We should still have a few bottles of Giacomo Conterno left. Right away, madam. Makoto leaves the room and quickly returns with the wine she asked for. Is this to your liking, ma'am? Ah, yes, this is it. 1964. Reserva Monfortino. This will do for today. Makoto removes the cork and pours the wine into the mistress's glass. Ah, now that's some ripe wine. She savors the scent and swishes it around her mouth with a look of satisfaction. What about you, Salutari? No need to be reserved. You're fine with drinking, yes? She personally pours the red wine into my glass. Yeah, I guess. I pick up the glass and try the same thing she did, smelling the wine and twirling it around inside the glass. Of course, since I know nothing about wine, none of that gives me the faintest clue about how good it is. Was this expensive? Wow, bro, you've got balls. Curious, I asked while taking a whiff of the wine. Not really, just 150,000 yen. Wow. That's $15,000. Shit. They're drinking wine that's like the price of a used car. The figure surprised me so much that I almost dropped the wine glass in my hand. $150,000? $150,000 for just one bottle of wine? That means there's like 10,000 yens worth of wine in the glass I'm holding right now. Well, I hesitate to drink it after hearing the price. The mistress has no problem at all. Gulping down the liquid like it's beer. Not bad. Go on, Salutari. Don't hold back. She grins and attempts to coax me out of my hesitation. Don't mind if I do. Following her example, I timidly sample the expensive wine. After taking into my mouth, I taste it deliberately with my tongue before swallowing. How is it? Good. To be honest, I can't really say much about the taste. It certainly doesn't taste bad, but I can't tell you what about it. I can't tell you what about it that's worth 150,000 yen. Hell, the only wine I ever had was the stuff in my local supermarket, and that cost me about 400 yen. I'm really the right guy to be asking about wine tasting. You can have as much as you like. We can always bring more wine in if we run out. And with that, before things get too crazy, I think I'm going to go ahead and bow out for this one. And of course, we'll definitely give you as many more of these as you like as well. We can't show the H scenes, but we can show the story if you're interested, and this does do something for you. So you can pick up Starless at Jazz USA and Closed Game as well. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. Later.